Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the Auto World Plaza in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Wait, we need one more quart. Pour it in there. Pour it in. No, okay, we need two more quarts. All right, three, you say. Boy, we're really low on oil. Three quarts of oil. Go ahead and add it. I don't care what flavor, brand, and or what way. Just get it in there. Hey, hi, everybody, and welcome. Oh, yeah, we're sitting here in the, welcome to Auto World. Of course, I'm your host, Mark Evans. We're sitting in the Auto World Plaza right down the hall in the oil liquid lab. I guess that's why they're pouring oil. Yeah, we were like three quarts low on our test today here on Auto World. That's right, coming live from the oil liquid lab down the hall. From and in the oil liquid lab. I'm your host of Auto World. I'm Mark Evans. Hey, good to be with you today, this week. Good to be with you each and every week, each and every day that you're listening. I do appreciate that. It's a special treat for you to tune in to Auto World here on the Genesis Communications Network each and every week, and also on the our podcast, Auto World Media, Auto World. Just, well, autoworldmedia.com is our website, and then Auto World, just Google Auto World, and you'll get the podcast. And you'll be able to tune in to whichever and whatever minute, hour. That's right, hour times three. 3 hours each and every week. I'm with you, and you're with me, and that's what it's all about. Today, you're with me in the from and in the oil liquid lab. Why? Oh, we're going to have fun this for all 3 hours of Auto World this week. First hour. Oh, wait a minute. Let's go start back in the back hour first. Let's give you a little touch and taste and a tease of what's happening from the oil liquid lab here in the Auto World Plaza. We've got a special guest coming your way on the third hour. A gentleman I've known forever. In fact, both of us watched our kids grow up together. And that's a special friend. Special friend that's been with me all my life. In my oil life, my automotive repair life, my shop life, my whatever life. You're going to hear more about that from Tom Gould. He will be with us live. We're going to tune in. That's going to be the third hour. We're going to be talking about, well, a lot of you, I'm going to be sharing some of these emails and Facebooks and Instagram messages that you have sent me about Mark. And the main question is, like I put on my Instagram account and our Facebook two accounts, I'll give you the address here in a little bit, but that question is, how old is old? I'm not talking about me. I'm old. Okay. And you're young. That's why you're here with me, to keep me young. Appreciate that. How old is old when it comes to oil? That's why Tom Gould is joining us live. He is. He's coming out of retirement to talk shop. You believe that? I got him out of retirement just to talk shop with me. We've been talking shop all our life, though. He's been retired. He retired early from Pennzoil. And, of course, Pennzoil was bought by Quaker State. Quaker State was bought by Pennzoil. We'll find out from him. But, you know, sooner or later, what happened was that Shell bought all of that. Shell bought the green and the yellow. The green, of course, is Quaker State. The yellow is Pennzoil. So we're going to hear about from Tom. He was, and coming out of retirement, the senior representative of sales. Senior representative. That representative, what? Well, he worked and started at Pennzoil in a bottling plant way, way back when. Yeah, he's an old guy. Well, he's a little bit older than me. He's not that old. He's still young at heart. Wait till you hear what his hobby is. You're going to like this. Yep, it has nothing to do with oil. Anyway, and we're going to have fun with him. We're going to get that question that you've been asking me, is how old is too old when it comes to oil sitting on the shelf? I think a lot of you, because of the emails I've been getting, asking me how can I still use this oil, Mark? It's been sitting in the garage. I haven't, I bought too much. Of course, you don't, I buy two cases, Mark. I bought three cases. I haven't used it all yet. I've been changing my own oil. Now I'm not changing my own oil, Mark. I have it sitting there. What do I do with it, Mark? Can I recycle it, Mark? Can I sell it, Mark? Can I give it to my friend, my neighbor, Mark? So we're going to get all those questions answered And of course, Tom will be with us on the third hour. And I will share with you a lot of those emails that you've been sending me and Facebooking me and Instagramming me. And with that, let's do some housekeeping right off the bat here with Auto World. Again, I'm Mark Evans. I've been in the automotive arena, the shop, the garage, the streets, the everywhere here, buying, selling, fixing, detailing, body shop appraising as an adjuster for auto body damage for many, many years, 40 plus. This is all I've ever done, so you've got me. And I'm an ASC certified master technician. I'm here for you each and every week, no matter what day you're listening to Auto World. In fact, we are live. I'm continuously making a point to be live. No reruns, is it Memorex or is it not Memorex? That means that cassette tape, it's gone, long gone. And that's why I'm live each and every day for you. I'm glad you're live with me. Thanks for being here. Put your tray table up. Prepare for takeoff, because here we go. What's coming up on the first hour? Oh, let's find out. Now, what the crew does here at Auto World, the Auto World Plaza, today they've got me sitting in a very unique gel-type chair because they wanted me to feel like I'm sitting on oil. It's working. Man, I need to get just one of these things at home all the time. Oh, that's good gel. Feels like oil. Slishing and sloshing around. Coming from the oil liquid lab, of course, in this goofy-looking gel chair. The first hour, oh, yeah, the first commercial hydrogen vehicle. Uh-oh, it's coming. I've been saying hydrogen. Well, it's the first commercial hydrogen station that's coming your way. And also, this is the first hour only, of course, and we want to give you a taste. I told you about the third hour. Now we're going to the first hour. What's happening at 1000 Chrysler Drive? Been there. Beautiful building. What is happening? What is happening at 1000 Chrysler Drive? I'll wait till you hear about that. Uh-huh. And again, up on the Facebook side, folks, Mark Evans is my address. And that address is Mark Evans. You'll see me sitting there behind a microphone, a little yellow coupe behind me. Go ahead and over there and take a look. My Instagram account is Auto World Media. Go over and take a look. I put a couple photos up there, and one of them is we're going to be talking about, well, Venturi. Venturi is the world's fastest electric vehicle. So that's coming to you the first hour. A lot of races are going on all over the place. Of course, Bonneville Raceway, and that's where the Venturi is. The VBB-3 EV. Oh, yeah. So we'll be talking about that fast EV, and that's what it's all about. And, of course, you're the... I forgot. We didn't get to it last week. The brag book for your car. Yeah, the brag book. We'll get to that the first hour. But most of all, yeah, that's right. I said it, the brag book. You'll be able to brag about your automobile now, finally. And I'm gonna tune you in and teach you and give you a little seminar on how you can do that coming up here on the first hour. But most of all, you're the star of the show, and that means that without you, I would not be here. That's what I'm saying. I would not be here with goosebumps, because I get goosebumps every time you join me here. And that's what I'm here for, is you. To help you, to have fun with you, to teach you something, you teach me something. Two heads are always better than one. And how to get a hold of me right now here on Auto World? Axelrod Alex is, of course. Today he's sitting down. He's kind of mellowed out there on the big GCN 2800 mixer machine. Oh, yeah. Make you sound good. Call us at 855-660-4261. Email address, always good. Whenever your car, or truck, or rototiller, or wave runner's broke, email me, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. I'm going to share some emails with you just concerning how old is too old. With that, let's go to the phone lines and talk to Trey real quick. He's here, live with us. Hi, Trey.
Hey, how are you, hey. Mark?
There you are.
I'm here.
Hi, Trey.
Brother?
Good.
How you been?
Good.
Well,
doing pretty good, Trey.
If I could bug you just for a second.
Absolutely.
Gonna replace a fuel filter on the Cadillac Escalade.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And because it's got 100,000 miles.
Okay. Hey, Trey, hang on with that thought. We're going to go to our first break, and then we'll come back, and we're going to go into that under the hood of that Escalade, Trey.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. We'll be right back, folks, right here from the, what? The oil liquid lab? That's right. Get your oil ready.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Shaking when you got that stereo on. Woo.
Hey, welcome back to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Good to be along with you today, right here from the oil liquid lab. Why are we in the oil liquid lab pouring oil and testing it? Oh, we're not only testing it, but sometimes it spills and splashes and gets on your... I hate it when it's on my face. Why? Because of your questions that you've been sending me. I finally decided, you know, I'm going to ask a friend of mine, a good colleague that I've known for, gosh, more than 20 years, to join us on the third hour. He's going to be with us, Tom Gould, senior representative back. I'm pulling him out of retirement to talk oil, talk shop with us. And the couple reasons why is because of a lot of questions is how old is too old when it comes to oil sitting on the shelf? Get your questions ready. Something like, well, Mark, I just bought... How old is the oil that's sitting on the shelf at the parts stores, folks? How old... Here's a good question for him. How old is the oil sitting in the quick lubes, that big bulk tank that they might have 1,000 gallons? Well, let's ask him that question. How big is the bulk tank sitting at the quick lubes? You know, the Jiffy Lubes and your Einsteins or whatever your Jiffy Lube is called. They might have a 1,500-gallon tank, and are you getting the bottom of the tank? We're going to find out. The third hour with Tom Gould, the representative, senior representative. For many years, you retired with Pennzoil. Retired with Shell, but started with Pennzoil. So we'll get... Here's like a question I got from West. West, he sent me a question. Mark, he says, has anyone ever opened a 20- or 30-year-old can of motor oil? Question mark. Does the oil still flow out of the can, or does it become like tar again? Good question, West. And Wes, by the way, he emailed me from Ely, Nevada. Let's do a shout-out to one of our great affiliates. I said a shout-out! A shout-out to K-E-L-Y, AM 1230 down in Ely, Nevada. Good to have you folks along, listening all for all 3 hours. I do appreciate that. And Wes, thank you for bringing Ely in. In fact, hey, guess what, Wes? Well, this can be fun because I know that... Tom actually had a quick lube that he drove down, I think, every 2 weeks. We'll have to ask him about that, down to Ely, Nevada, to fill up their tanks, take orders, and sell some of the, back in the day when it was yellow, Pennzoil. Yeah, we're going to find out a whole bunch of good stuff. In fact, I understand that Pennzoil, it's not brand new, but they're refining the oil a little bit different today with natural gas. So we're going to talk a little bit about that also. But most of all, of course, now Trey is calling from, he called from Southern Illinois, one of our charter members, and he has a question there. He's just getting started before we went to break about changing the fuel filter on the Cadillac Escalade, and we lost Trey. He's having some network difficulties. We're going to get that fixed. Trey, you get that fixed, and then call back in, as I know you want to go a little bit farther than just changing a fuel filter on a Cadillac Escalade. There's a lot to say there, Trey. So if you can't get back in, though, I'll definitely help you with that, and we will for sure before the hour is up and done here on the first hour here on Auto World. Now, friends, again, and folks, and all of you, which you are my Auto World family, don't be bashful. Pick up the cell phone, use it as a microphone, and call me. Since 1992, phone number's the same, has never changed, 855-660-4261, and my email address is good all the time, folks, all the time, autoworldradio@yahoo.com, autoworldradio@yahoo.com, and Facebook, message me. My address there on Facebook is just my name, Mark Evans. I do welcome you to go over to Auto World Radio Facebook page. You're going to see some photos that we've put up there, some old TV ads, radio ads, etc. And we have a lot of fun over there at Auto World Radio. And one that I believe I shared with you last week, but I want to kind of do a highlight again to have you go over and have some fun about the chain racing. Oh, yeah. What they do is they hook two cars up. The first car has a logging chain hooked to it. The second car behind it is not running, and they hook the logging chain to it. And the first car is actually its motor. So you have two drivers. The second driver in the back does not get any no brakes, no engine, just going along for the ride to steer that thing. So can you? And oh, by the way, it's a figure eight. So go on over and take a look at that. You'll have a good laugh there. Chain racing, they call it. Logging chain. I guess when you retire as a logger, that's what you do. You get your logging chain out and hook it to a car and go race it with all the other loggers that are hooked up with their chains. Go have some fun. Also, I have an oil can there. It's actually, it looks like an oil can, but if you look real close, the message on there is old engine oil. Those words, on a can. It's actually a beer can, believe it or not. That's a beer can, but I want to get that message out.
old engine oil. And we're going to talk again. We're going to look at the all the questions that you have that you've been sending to me. We're going to get a lot of them answered by Tom Gould, senior representative that has, I'm pulling him out of retirement to talk shop. Oh, yeah. He sent me, well, we'll get to it on the third hour. He sent me around a lot of different places, and he taught me a lot about oil and how come and why. His company did, the company that he worked for, of course. But here, the first hour, let's get to it. Right now, on Auto World, from and in the Oil Liquid Lab. Man, it smells like oil, too. Ooh, this gel chair I'm sitting on. Wow. Okay. We're going to probably get to, that Pennsylvania question, too. 100% Pennsylvania? What's that mean? But first, right here, we're going to... Oh, we got Trey back. Let's go now to Trey here in a little bit. We're still... Oh, yeah, okay. We got X-Rod Access. Get Trey. There he is. Trey, are you with me? There
yeah,
he is.
Hi, Trey. A cloud went by, Mark.
Oh, no. Was it a blue cloud?
Yeah, a blue cloud.
A blue cloud tells me that an old car just drove by burning a lot of oil.
Yeah, maybe so.
Hey, I'm glad we got you back. You had a little network difficulties there, huh?
Yeah, if you don't mind, here's what I've heard. I've heard that when I replace, you know, obviously I don't want to replace it when it's got all that pressure on it. So I've read on the internet that I pull the fuel pump fuse, and do I do that while it's running? Is that what I do?
Oh, no. No, now let's go back. I just got a little bit of you're wanting to replace the fuel filter on a Cadillac Escalade.
Yes,
right?
Sir.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And did you find it yet down there on the frame rail, driver's side?
Yeah, and I've had the filter for a year, Mark, and I've never...
Oh! <Uh-oh>. Well, I'm glad you're admitting it, Trey.
Yeah.
You know. Now, the thing is let's... No, you don't need to... Okay, when you... Why they're telling you to pull the fuse, first off, is... No, you don't want to start the vehicle or even turn the key on because it lights up the electric fuel pump in the fuel tank, which then puts pressure. Right off the tip of my tongue here, I think, Trey, you've got probably 62 pounds of pressure going up to the fuel injectors.
Okay.
That's how much pressure. Uh-oh, Trey, we're going to have to take a little short break here quick. Okay? We're going to come right back, and we're going to dig in to get this fuel filter replaced on this Escalade. And I'm going to give you a secret of how not to get gas on your hands. We'll be right back from, the Oil Liquid Lab with a Cadillac Escalade and Trey from Southern Illinois.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Louisiana Republican Senator Bill Cassidy is expecting a number of his fellow Republicans to vote yes on a $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill.
We've had about 17 or 18 who've indicated that they're going to vote yes, so it could go quicker, but it's going.
Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, the Louisiana Republican saying President Biden asked him to work on adding legislation on energy and that they have added funds for coastal restoration, among other environmental issues. Senators continuing to work on that package, but the final vote will likely happen on Tuesday. National Institutes of Health Director Francis Collins is urging the United States to adopt more vaccine mandates. Collins telling ABC's This Week he celebrates businesses requiring the shots. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's the message Fox News doesn't want you to hear.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Thank you and God bless.
When you go to frankspeech.com, use the promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Make sure that the fuel filter's been replaced before you head down the highway. That's the main thing. Hey, welcome back to Auto World. I'm Mark Evans, your host of Auto World each and every week. And what a pleasure to have you along again. All of you are my Auto World family. And if you just now just tuned in to Auto World, thank you. I do appreciate that on our great all of our affiliates throughout the world, out the globe, out the marble that we're on, across the pond, in the pond, around the pond, and inside the pond. Like I am sitting right now on a gel. Oh, it does feel like oil. I'm from and in the Oil Liquid Lab. Let's go back to Trey. Let's get this fuel filter replaced and fixed. Trey, good. Thank you for holding through the break again. Appreciate that.
You bet,
Trey, you're a charter member because you've called in and, of course, emailed me. We stay in touch a lot. And you've got you sent me a photo there of one of your hot rods. And of course, we've talked about you've helped us with the Tesla brand. And hey, by the way, again, thanks for the electrical picture of cords that you sent me on the how do you plug in a Tesla to your house. And you've, like you mentioned, you had to buy those cords. But that's a lot of the questions that a lot of people like Sunny there in Florida asked, last week about, how does it take a lot of power when you're just sitting in traffic and you you're part of the show helping answer. And as like I said, two heads are better than one, aren't they? Appreciate that, Trey.
You're welcome.
And now you bet. And now you got a question about the Cadillac Escalade. You want to get that fuel filter replaced that you've had on the shelf for over a year. and by the way, that is not like an oil that we're going to be talking about in the third hour. You can go ahead and use it. It's a paper element in there with a big metal canister. And I believe now Fords are the are, I don't like them. Not the Fords. I'm talking about the fuel filters, how they design the fuel filters on the Fords. You have to have a special tool. But your Cadillac Escalade, I believe that's a 5/8 inch wrench, isn't it, on both ends to unscrew it?
Yeah, along the frame rail on the driver's side, down low.
Driver's side.
And it's a
yep.
metal, yeah, a metal filter.
Metal canister. And we're talking about you hit the internet and you were saying that they want you to pull the electric fuse on the fuel pump. No need to do any of that, Trey, because they say that because they don't know if you're going to have the engine running or the key on, and you're not going to. You're not going to do that. And so leave the key off, just pull the key out completely, put it in your pocket. And the best way, I don't want you to go underneath the frame rail and just disconnect those lines, because yes, 62 pounds of pressure will be spraying you in the face. That's not good. So how to get rid of the pressure? If you open the hood, open the bonnet there, open the hood on the Cadillac Escalade, and underneath that plastic fairing that's got a, up on top of the engine, it's a plastic cover, and it probably has a Cadillac logo on it. Have you ever had that
sure.
cover off the top?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
When I changed out my plugs.
Yeah. Do you know where the fuel rail valve stem port is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do, Mark.
Okay, so it's just a valve cord, just like we have on our tires. So if it looks like the same. It's got a little plastic cap on it, and it will be either it won't be green.
Blue?
It'll be black. It'll be blue or black.
Okay.
But I want to caution you though. The blue is air conditioning over on the passenger side.
Okay.
Yours is when you're standing there with the hood open, you want to look to the right side, driver's side of the engine, and you'll see that port right there. It's a really small port, about the size of a pencil is the size
okay.
of that. And, again, it's kind of pointed at 1 o'clock. Take a clock, look
okay.
at the clock. It's pointing at 1 o'clock. So, just take a little screwdriver, don't unscrew it, but just take a little screwdriver and poke that valve stem. Just push on it. And when you push on, I would throw a rag over, your hand. Before you do anything, though, get some nitrile gloves, the rubber blue nitrile
okay.
gloves. Put a set of nitrile gloves on, keep your hand clean. Use those all the time while you're doing the fuel filter, because I don't want you smelling like gas. Your wife won't like that either, Trey. So put some blue nitrile gloves on, and nitrile is the word for those, because gasoline won't. It takes a lot of time for them to sit in gas before they start eating the rubber. So you're protected. Put those on. Put a rag over your right, if you're right-handed, and just take the little screwdriver and push down that valve stem, and that'll go psst, and the gas will come right out, spray out, hit the rag, and then, get rid of the rag, throw it away. And then that's the pressure's out of the fuel line. Then you can go under there and disconnect that fuel filter. And the thing about that, it's General Motors, and that means that those fittings are threaded. And just make sure you don't cross-thread them when you go putting them back in. And they're in a plastic, I don't know if you notice that or not, but it's in a plastic type of snap holder. And,
okay.
And that, yeah, and that's what snaps it on there. So just the best way to do it, just kind of, you want to push in and then pull out, if that makes any sense, Trey. And
okay.
that releases that holder just enough. And you might be strong enough. I've been doing it for so many years. My arms, my wrists, I had no idea how I was that strong, because I never released the plastic band around the fuel filter. I just loosen up the lines once I let the pressure out of up there on the top, and put the plastic cap back on, by the way, so you don't get dirt in there on the top. And then I go down there, loosen up the lines, and usually the lines, it's stiff. They're stiff steel lines, but you can pull the back one to the rear of the vehicle back enough to slide that fuel filter out of the plastic holder, and then just
okay.
slide the new one right in. Now, remember now that the fuel filter has to go in, look at the, it might have
arrow.
An arrow on it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't, because both ends of that fuel filter are the same size, so it's kind
okay.
of tough to tell what's the inlet and what's the outlet. But there is an inlet and there is an outlet. So some of those metal ones will have in on one end where the fitting is, and out on the other end.
Okay.
So you know where the in is? That's the fuel tank side. Yeah.
Okay.
In is the fuel tank.
Wonderful.
Side. Out. Out is the engine side. And I'm glad you're doing that, because we kind of forget, don't we, Trey, about how many tanks of gas that get. Tell the folks how big that fuel filter is in diameter.
Oh, no. What am I, 2-inch? Am I 2-inch in diameter?
Not even. Yeah, so small, isn't it? 2-inch
yeah,
in diameter?
Yeah.
What is it maybe 3 inches long is all?
Right. And it's an 02. And it's got 125,000 miles on it. And I've noticed a delay in starting, Mark. And I thought, well, it's once I found the filter again, I said, it's probably time to change it.
Yep. Yep. And that's you think about how many, well, you're getting, what, 15 miles of the gallon?
Oh, if we're lucky, yeah. It's all-wheel drive.
Yeah, yeah, and you've got 125,000 miles. I'm hitting the calculator right now. Divided by 15.
That's a few gallons, isn't it, my friend?
I just hit the calculator. You're talking about 8,333 gallons of fuel that's gone through a 2-inch in diameter fuel filter. I mean, what can we ask for there? You know? So, wow. See, a lot of people don't realize. I mean, all of us. That's why I hit the calculator here, because that's the truth. 8,333 gallons and 120, you know, at 15 miles to the gallon.
Wow.
And,
wow.
Yeah. And now, hey, let's have some fun, old Trey. 8,333 times, well, how much a gallon?
Well, probably $3, huh?
Oh, look at that. You've spent $25,000 in fuel in that vehicle.
Now I know why I got the electric car, right, Mark?
Well, maybe that's some of the reason, yeah, that everybody, I'm talking about EVs here a little bit later on the show, and that might be the reason. Wait till you hear Tom Gould talking about how much oil is coming over Niagara Falls. Well, we're going to have some fun, Trey.
Can I share one other thing? I'll let you go.
Oh, please do.
The federal government is thinking if it's a union EV maker, they're going to give you $12,000 credit if that passes this bill. And if it is a non-union EV maker, you're going to get up to $10,000 credit. And Mark, it's an instant credit. I could be wrong.
Wow.
But I think they vote the middle of September, they vote on it.
Wow. Trey, you just sold some EVs, I think. Thank you. Appreciate you being here, Trey.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite, and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure, and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a NobleLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NobleLift.
revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Well, I hope you named your vehicle. Hope you got a good name like that for your vehicle. Hey, welcome back into the... I'm actually in and from coming into the oil liquid lab here on Auto World in the Auto World Plaza again. I'm Mark Evans, your host. Good to be back with you each and every week. We're talking to Trey. Let's bring Trey back up here from Southern Illinois. Trey, you still with me?
Yeah. I just wanted to say thanks, Mark.
Hey, no problem. I appreciate you hanging in there and holding on. Now, you were talking about, real quick, though, you're saying something about the news of non-union and union and money that we might receive if we buy an EV?
That's what I'm hearing. In this last proposal, they were talking about, and they divide. So I listen to a lot of Tesla news, so it leans one way, right? So that's what they were saying. They were saying that if it is a union-made automaker, which I assume would be, you know, Lordstown or Chevy or Ford, you would get an instant $12,000 tax credit on your vehicle. And see, on mine, I had to wait till I paid my taxes. I got a $3,000 credit on the Tesla when I bought it as an incentive.
Okay.
And then if it was a non-union shop, it's going to be up to $10,000. So the point I was trying to make is, if anybody is remotely interested, I would start test driving your electric vehicles now, because the day they do pass it or decide what they decide on, you're going to have a 3-month backlog, you know, on getting your vehicle for sure.
Yeah, absolutely, Trey. And of course, do you feel the prices might just go up just a little bit?
Well,
on
the
EVs?
Teslas have been going up steadily, Mark, because I think he's seeing the profitability. You know, I mean,
yep.
Six of one, half dozen of another.
Oh, absolutely. And, of course, well, let's talk real quick. The Tesla stock, of course, you know where it's going. It's headed north, too.
Yeah.
So everybody's believing it. Now, with that, too, Trey, since I have you here live from Southern Illinois, I do appreciate the information. And, like I say, that's some great information, some money. And did you happen to see the news? 50%. Now, I'll kind of highlight here. This just happened this last week. 50% of all new cars sold in the U.S. by 2030 should be all electric, plug-in hybrid, or hydrogen-powered And you know who said that? President Biden. He announced it this last week. At the same time, though, listen to this. The EPA proposed tougher fuel efficiency standards for automakers. The total industry will spend $330 billion on electrification. That's what they're planning by 2025. That's the estimate. They're planning on spending $330 billion on electrification by 2025. Now, wow, huh? And that President Biden just came down. He just came down and said that this last week, you know, in front of that TV camera. And, of course, we don't know. Of course, the EVs last year, the total sales were about 295,000 sales. So that's about 2% overall.
I think they're blowing it way out of proportion, Mark. Like you said, 5% maybe of total cars are EVs. I just think if Honda has before put out an almost zero emission engine, and I think that's the thing everybody's missing. I'm not totally EV, rah, rah, rah. I'm just for a low emission, and if it's a combustible engine, so be it. There's room for all of us, you know?
Right, and then with that too, yours truly here, I have a lot of, I do not own an electric one yet, and I have a lot of combustion burning pieces of metal. and you know why that is, because our age, you know, we've been around the block a couple times anyway in these pieces of metal, and we didn't have a chance to, or an opportunity to buy electric because they weren't there. Well, yes, we did. Back in the day, remember the old first Honda? Oh, my. That little red Honda. I think it was an Insight. But that's,
I've got
we didn't
one,
have...
Mark.
You do?
I've got a 2000 Honda Insight. I'll send a picture of you. I got 80 miles to the gallon in that thing.
Oh, gosh. Send
it
me a photo.
A hybrid.
Yeah. What color is it, red?
No, it's silver. 2000. And Honda didn't make a doggone dime on any of those vehicles. They lost money on every one of them, but they wanted to be the first one to do it, you know?
Right. And that's, I call it, we're all guinea pigs, Trey, aren't we? I mean, the car companies, you know, they build them and then we go out and buy them. All of us buy them and we're the ones that we complain. Yeah. And I've always said that, complain, folks. Call the dealers and complain about what you purchase because they don't know how to fix it if they don't know what to fix. Right?
Right.
So, and but there we are. So you've been kind of a believer in that word electrification from the get-go then, long time ago.
And my dad had a city car, Mark. Remember them?
Half
of a triangle. They were,
yes.
They were a glorified golf cart.
So your dad kind of got you started maybe on that because you were riding in it. Did you ever get to drive it, of course?
Yep. And see, good. He was an electrician by trade, so I get it, honestly.
Oh, yeah. And of course, you're an electrician. You're electrified every day then, pretty much, right?
Yeah.
So you're not afraid of electricity. And do you think with that trade, do you think that people should be afraid of sitting on the batteries on an EV automobile?
No. Then a lot of people, they ask, you know, well, what are you going to do with the old batteries? And so what a lot of folks are doing, if you really dig deep into YouTube, they're turning them into solar-powered storage, the old Tesla batteries after 10 years. They told me when I bought it, Mark, that my batteries should last me 300,000 miles.
Wow. Oh, yeah. My, that's
now,
impressive.
They might only half charge, you know, by then because of the degradation of the battery. But still, you could use it as a solar panel bank, you know, or something else later on down the road.
Sure, yeah. Our grandkids could play in as a car fort.
There you go.
Hey, how many miles do you have on the Tesla now?
Oh, just 14,000. 14,000. I think I've had it almost 2 years. Yeah, I just put around and I just, it's all good.
It sounds like you're going to be looking for that $10,000 and $12,000 instant rebate then on a one for your wife, huh?
On the Cybertruck. Yeah, I got one.
Oh, yeah. Yep, Cybertruck, you got one on order. And that, of course, those reservations, Trey, you're lucky you got in there. On that,
is it 100,000 they have or 500,000? How many they got?
I heard rumors 125,000 available, and they're, oh, yeah, it was gone the first week, reservation-wise.
Yeah.
Do I get a ride? Yeah. When you get yours, do I get a ride in it?
I'll have to go pick up you and go pick up Frank.
Let's do it. We'll get with Frank on the air here, and we'll fly down to where you're at, Southern Illinois, and I can go see some of my relatives in Illinois and my hometown there in Peoria, and we'll show them who we are in that Cybertruck.
There you go.
Hey, well, I'm excited for you.
I didn't mean to hog the show, Mark. I just had a question about that filter, but I appreciate the show.
Absolutely. I appreciate you calling, and you're never hogging. That's what we're here for, Trey, is to talk and banter things back. It's interactive, and that's what it's all about. Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, sir.
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. That's how you do it, folks, right here on Auto World. Interactive, informative, all things automotive, and, of course, even electric. That's right. Coming up second hour. The fastest? Oh, back to the DV. That's right. The fastest EV automobile down there and on the Bonneville Salt Flats. Oh, wait till you hear about this. And what? A 4,000 horsepower Lamborghini? Oh, yeah. I've got it right here on Auto World. It's coming up on the second hour. And stay tuned for the third hour. We're going to be talking about how much crude oil do we all burn? Let's go that way now. How much crude oil do we really all burn? Something to do with Niagara Falls. We got Tom Gould coming in live. Oh, yeah, he'll be with us live the third hour in the Oil Liquid Lab right here on Auto World. I'm Mark Evans, your host. Thanks for joining me each and every week in this special hour today and then special hour coming up. Another third hour with the oil representative that I'm pulling him out of retirement to talk shop. Drive safe, everyone, and motor on with electric, oil, gas, hydrogen, diesel. Go for it.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.